audit and regular town board meeting, September 26th, 2023.
All right. I'd like to welcome everyone to an audit meeting for the Rural Town Board for September 26, 2023, and ask the clerk to please call the roll.
Councilmember Stewart?
Here.
Councilmember Noonan is absent. Councilmember Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilmember Donahue?
Here.
And Supervisor Cruzeres?
Here. And I think we have the necessary signatures. We do have one item for discussion. This is a voucher from the deputy town clerk for mileage, and this was for the routine travel to Glens Falls National Bank for town deposits and or transfers with the night drop bag, as well as a NERC tax training in Albany on July 20th, 2023. By resolution requires town board approval prior to attending, and so therefore I need the town board's authority to sign off on approval of the voucher. It's in the amount of $105.85.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Mm-hmm. Anybody opposed? Motion carries. Good with that. And sorry, we got a quick signature. While we're doing that, we have a couple transfers. The first one is for $2,000. That'd be transferred from account A1990.4, which is general contingent account, to account A8160.4, which is general refuse and garbage. Purpose of the transfer is to cover our brush grinding, which will take place tomorrow. We have budgeted $5,500, and with the increase of costs and fuel, the cost to do it is $2,000 more, and we need the money there to be able to pay a vendor.
Want to take more on the time?
Yeah.
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. The next one is request to transfer $1,958.90 from account GIA 110.2, which is sewer administration equipment, to account G181.10.4, which is sewer administration contractual.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And then the last one that I have is request to transfer $1,000 from account A90.60.8, which is general employee benefits, health insurance, to account A90.45.8, which is general health employee benefits, health buyout. We have an additional employee who no longer is taking town insurance and has requested the buyout.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, so we've got that. Did you have anything else?
No.
You have all your signatures?
Yes.
Excellent. So with that, I'll entertain a motion to pay the bill as audited.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much, Matt. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All your help and welcome back. We missed you while you were on vacation.
Thank you.
As did the rest of my office.
Good job.
Okay, we're going to get started. I'd like to welcome everyone to a regular meeting of the Borough Town Board for September 26, 2023, and ask the clerk to please call the roll.
Councilmember Stewart?
Here.
Councilmember Noonan?
Here.
Councilmember Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilmember Donahue?
Here.
And Supervisor Cruzeres?
Here. And if everyone please rise for a pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, everyone. Agenda item two, we have, I think there's two requests from the planning board for the town board to allow them to be the lead agency on our two planned unit developments. And so that means that we have to pass a resolution authorizing such action for them. And the first one is in relation to the official name here. The U.S. Light and Energy Planned Unit Development. Is that the official title?
Yes.
Okay. So I would entertain a resolution where the town board consents to the planning board as acting as lead agency for that project.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And this is lead agency in relation to CECRA. The second project same thing is this Rome builder's request for a planned unit development district at Jacoby Parkside Farm on Moreau Rec Road. So once again, they're seeking town board consent to authorize the planning board to act as lead agency for CECRA.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. And we didn't have to go any further on that for the planning board, right? Okay. Agenda item three is water and sewer department. First item is actually, I just want to report. We got some very good news, not surprised, having worked with the agency for nearly 30 years. Commissioner of the Department of Agriculture and Markets has issued a determination in relation to the final notice of intent for a proposed advance of public funds to fund Sewer District 1 Extension 5. Which is routed through the Saratoga County Agricultural District number 1. And I'm not going to read the whole letter, but I'll read the important part where the commissioner states, based on all relevant information before me, I have determined that the proposed action would not have an unreasonably adverse effect on the continuing viability of farm enterprises within the district or state environmental plans, policies, and objectives. And so that's very good news there. The next item I have is we have a recommendation from the town engineer, LaBerge Group, in relation to work in our Moreau Industrial Park. And this would be change order number one, specifically related to the Moreau Industrial Park pump replacement. And board members should have a copy of the recommended change. The primary purpose of the change order is to relocate the existing electrical service panel and communications dialer to make room for the new oversized pump control cabinet that is unexpectedly about 2 feet wider than the existing pump control cabinet it replaces. In addition, a wet well safety grate will be installed and a new flow meter will be installed to replace the existing inaccurate flow meter. The change order came to us upon the recommendation of Water Superintendent Mooney, who agrees with the engineer's recommendation. And if approved, the extra work described on the change order will be completed at an additional cost of $24,935.17. So I'll be seeking authority from the board for a supervisor to sign change order number one.
Motion to
for the wastewater pump replacement.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah, just one question. So this was in regards to just the spec of the new pump that came in. All the changes just for that. Is it additional costs for that?
Well, the additional cost is they can't use the current panel.
Okay.
Because they have to put a larger one in. The other one wasn't properly sized, and so therefore they can't use the new pumps. If you recall, the total project cost with this change is $249,000. We had budgeted $270,000.
We're below.
Yeah, so we're below it. This is basically needed electrical work to do the upgrade.
All right, thank you.
You got it. Any other discussion? Did we move it?
Rules.
We did move it?
No.
There's a person second?
It wasn't.
Oh, okay. All right. Any roll call? We'll do it real quick. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. You want to buy
Sorry.
That? Me off my game. That's all I have for water. Agenda item 4 is Recreation Department. We do have a couple items. We have our rec director with us, Jeremy, this evening. Thank you for being with us. The first item, and he'll describe in greater detail, we have a request we have an internship for two individuals that are currently in the BOCES program down there. I believe they're also part-time employees for us that work at the rec. And they're looking to see if they could do an internship with us at the park. And we have more information, which I think you're going to go over, right, regarding what the internship is.
Absolutely. So I had a conversation with Randy Weeks, who runs the program in our park currently, and he wants to see if BOCES can start doing internships throughout our town, starting with these two boys in here in the program. We're trying to figure out how it's going to work with being employees and then being through paid or unpaid through an internship through us. They're both different. One's in the forestry department. One is in the heavy equipment operator. So they're both will come 3 to 4 days a week. Starting technically, they would start tomorrow if approved. If not, then Calvin actually starts next week. He's in the forestry department. They're looking to, we would grade them on a weekly basis and then give them a end sometime in November when their end date is to wrap it all up for them. They get graded on their work and what we give them and who supervise them on the day.
Yeah, I'm noticing that the program is specifically run in coordination with Randy Weeks, Mary Seal, and Green Chapa, and the program will run through November 17th.
Council will probably be later, but
Okay. So we did reach out to our insurance carrier. We already have an agreement with BOCES. The town, I think the recommendation was that we'd be named additional insurer.
Yes.
And have you had that conversation with BOCES?
So I did reach out to who runs the financial side of it. She's been out yesterday and today. They don't believe it's going to be an issue, but she should be calling me tomorrow morning with that answer.
Okay, so I guess the two things that remain outstanding is the proof of additional insured for the town and proof that our workers' comp insurance
that was a question they had for not
that they're unpaid insurance. Proof they're paid.
You still need to show proof of the workers' comp. I mean, it can't hurt. We have workers' compensation, just to show it to them.
To show it to them.
Yep.
So that's easy. So if I'm saying if I'm not paying them, we need to show workers' comp, but if showing it away doesn't hurt, that's fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So is the board okay with that internship for those two young men?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
All right. Somebody want to move that? Individual is, I only have the first names. What are the names?
Well, it's Xavier DeRush. Uh-huh. And Kellen Kearney.
Okay. Make a motion to approve the internship through BOCES and the town rep.
Second. Any discussion?
Well, if you want to do paid or unpaid is the question. When I did talk to Randy, he said almost everyone's unpaid because we give them as a grading system. So that's up to you guys what you want to do, but that was another quick catch.
I think if we're doing, if it's a town internship, it should be paid, but how's the board feel about that?
I mean, so everybody else in the program that goes out to private businesses, most of them are not paid?
The majority of them, over 90% is not paid.
90% of them don't get paid?
Correct.
Yeah. Slide out the door. I can go either way. I mean, they're already working for us, right?
That is correct. But we can also budget this into our budget for the merit.
During the school day, right?
Right, they would come at 7 a.m. to 11 and then go back to school for the afternoon.
So they would, so their hours where they're working as an intern, they should probably not get paid for, yes. And then okay. They're normally budgeted hours.
Okay,
so I'll leave my motion the same as an unpaid internship.
Any other discussion?
Second.
Oh. If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Do you have anything else for this evening, right?
So do we have to wait for the insurance for them to start tomorrow, or should we wait until we get the additional insurance before they start? Can we push them off a week?
I would wait till you get that additional insurance.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay. Okay, agenda item 5. The town has been in communications with representatives of Champlain Hudson Power Express individuals, and this is a DC electric transmission line that is running through many communities, also runs through parts of the town of Moreau and many other towns in Saratoga County. And there are areas where in the various municipalities they do need right of ways. And in Moreau's instance, they're seeking a right of way off of West River Road. So they can run their cable underground when it comes out of the river for its crossing in Port Edward. And I've been involved for some time now to get more details. If they'd be willing to work with the town of Moreau to offer some sort of financial payment for that right away, because obviously right aways do have a value, and their representatives believe that it was worth somewhere around $20,000. I suggested that they do a little bit better because one of the things that I would really like to do in talking with board members as we work to construct our trail along the river. Nolan Road is to do upgrades to our boat launch there and put in temporary, removable docks so that we could open up that area of the town to boater traffic coming, whether it's from up the river or across the river. And so they came up with a number, and that figure they asked for it to be higher. And they're willing to pay $25,000 if the town board would sign off on that. So I brought it to the board tonight for discussion. See if that's something you're interested in. And if so, we can move forward on tonight. If not, I can go back and present the town's wishes again.
I've been on record that I'm very interested in the whole thought. The boat launch and the upgrade they weren't included in the trail program that we have going on down there. We'll just enhance that separately. I understand that.
Yeah, this wouldn't be part of that project.
Yeah. So, I'm highly supportive of that. An opportunity to fund it through a vehicle like this just makes it even better. So. Yeah. The other board members weigh in, but I'm supportive.
I'm in favor of it. It's a resolution that was taken up action a while ago. It's going to generate some extra funds. We can give it up some right away to provide that to them. I'm in favor of that. Like I said, obviously we'd like to get more, but it sounds like they at least came up from their initial offer.
Yeah. Well, the other issue is they will be paying millions of dollars, which the town will benefit from over 30 years to all the communities that are impacted. So this isn't the only bite at the apple for the town. That's something that the county is negotiating right now, with, you know, how much money and what the criteria will be to receive those payments. So.
If it shows good faith for us in the town, we're going to work with them. And mm-hmm. Extra money we can put to good use.
Yeah. And the other issue is, you know, they could do a proceeding, and we may not get that much
right. If
we were, and we have court fees that we incur. So I think it's a win-win for our community. It's real dollars that we can put directly into recreation. You know, I know how important recreation is for our community. We've been working for many years to enhance our programs and facilities, and this goes right along with the project that's underway now.
I'd make a,
So if we're going to do it this evening, I'll read the resolution and someone can
correct it.
I do. And then if somebody wants to move it, we can discuss it.
Yeah.
It's also one day.
What? You need that one.
This is a resolution for the Champlain-Hudson Power Express Agreement, also known as CHPE, whereas CHPE intends to construct and operate a varied 1,250-megawatt high-voltage direct current electric transmission facility existing of two South State cables and related equipment and appurtenances project pursuant to the Certificate of Environmental Capability and Public Need granted to the Champlain-Hudson Power Express by the New York State Public Service Commission, or PSC, on April 20th, 2013, as amended from time to time, the certificate, project's environmental management and construction plan, as amended from time to time, EM and CP, to be approved by the PSC in due course, and other permits and authorizations to conduct certain related activities including project construction and project restoration activities as provided for herein collectively, project activities. And whereas on May 12, 2020, the town board, town of Moreau, the board, pursuant to a resolution, granted its consent pursuant to Section 11 of the New York State Transportation Corporation's law to CHPE's proposed routing of the project over certain municipal property, the resolution. And whereas in order to accomplish project activities within the town, CHPE needs to install and operate varied project cables in, across, and under certain town roads, known as Clark Road, Mott Road, and Millsite Road. And whereas the town seeks assurances from the CHPE, and the CHPE will pay and or otherwise indemnify the town for any damages to the affected roadways and any access roads, streets, or other public infrastructure used or traversed by CHPE or its contractors to access the work site for installation of the cable in and under the affected roadway and or arising from or related to project construction, maintenance, and occupancy activities, and whereas CHPE has agreed to pay the town of Moreau the amount of $25,000 as consideration for the rights granted by the town, now therefore be it resolved that the town hereby grants CHPE the right to lay down, construct, and maintain wires, conductors, conduits, and other fixtures in and under the affected roadway in the town in accordance with the provisions of an agreement for the life of the CHPB project, and be it further resolved that the attorney for the town is authorized to review and revise an agreement with CHPB setting forth the rights and responsibilities of the parties, and be it further resolved that the supervisor and attorney for the town are hereby authorized to prepare and execute any and all documents necessary to effectuate the purposes set forth in the resolution. I'd like to move that for discussion.
So moved.
Second.
Under discussion. Any discussion? No discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Are they going to need anything else from us, or are they all set?
No, you're going to give me the agreement tomorrow, all deadlines. So
okay. I have dog control on the agenda. We're going to need an executive session to discuss that. So it takes us to agenda item 7, supervisor items. First item, very excited to discuss. I have had meetings with Saratoga Plan in relation to the possibility of the town receiving 48 acres for whatever purposes the town deems would like to see, but I know Saratoga Plan wants it for recreational use. And it's fantastic news because it's a landlocked parcel that is contiguous to town lands that we already own along the river, which some have referred to as Potter's Park. And I was hoping to have the necessary paperwork available tonight, but I know counsel for representatives of the Lake George Land Trust, who is a family that is very excited to donate the property to the town of Moreau, are working with our council. I think you're working specifically with Tom Zug, one of the family members.
Right, I spoke with him today.
Yeah.
And, very excited.
Yeah, and what this will do is add to the land holdings that we have acquired over the years for recreational purposes and put us up over 212 acres. If the board recalls, 2020, we utilized the proceeds from the sale of the old town hall to purchase 50 acres contiguous to our rec park, planning for generations to come. And this is in line with the vision that we have to make sure we have more than enough land to meet the needs not only of our residents for recreational purposes, but for visitors that want to come in from surrounding areas and out of state. And again, this is close to, contiguous to property that we already own down by the river off of Potter Road. And, you know, this kind of moves for, meshes with the master plan to eventually have our trail systems connect with Moreau State Park and beyond. So, very exciting news. Hope to have something for the board at our next board meeting so we can formalize that. I received today, and usually we get these a little bit sooner, and we don't have to act on it today, but Matt Drymiller, I think he CC'd the entire board. He's been asked by Blue Nails to attend the Stormwater Conference on October 19th at the Great Escape Lodge from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and he notes that the fee is covered by Saratoga County, and obviously we'd have to authorize him to attend the conference.
I would, with everything that we've had going for, the stormwater and the development that's going on in the town, any sort of training that we can get to both or one of our stormwater people, I think it would be important for him to take that opportunity. And I would be prepared to make a motion on that tonight.
Okay.
To allow him to go for that training.
So that goes.
Second.
Any additional kind of discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All the board members received a notice from one of our planning board members, Meredith Mathias, already to the board, public benefit. Please accept this letter as a formal notification that I'm resigning my position as planning board member effective December 31st, 2023. She goes on to state that beginning in 2024, her work obligations at National Grid will increase substantially, as many of the projects she's involved in will require extensive travel for public workshops, meetings, hearings, as required by the Department of Public Service. And as a result, she's made the decision to lessen the time away from her family as much as she can outside her professional commitments. She goes on to state that she appreciates the opportunity to be on the planning board and has stated that it certainly has been an interesting experience. So I'd like to thank her for her service to our community, specifically in her role as planning board. You know, they can be challenging times for individuals, depending on the projects that come before the board. She did a great job while she was there, adhering to the Town Monroe codes and regulations. Did not waver from them, and I have to commend her for all the work she did in her time with the planning board. So we have to accept her resignation. So, somebody want to move for that?
Motion to approve their notice effective what?
December 31st.
Effective December 31st of 2023.
Second. Any discussion?
I just want to add that it is going to be a loss for our community and the board of mayor stepping away. She does her background and her college degrees in urban planning really were beneficial to us. And hopefully we can find someone with something similar to help us through some of the growth we have coming our way. But thanks, Mary.
Any other conversation?
Can we offer her a read the post?
It's already, we continue to open requests for anybody who wants to serve the community. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item I have, I just want to let the board and public know that we have received our state aid to municipalities check for $45,230. We received it in our account on September 15th from the state controller's office. The last item I have under supervisor items, just want to update the public. The Saratoga County Board of Supervisors has been working to build a Veterans Hall of Fame at the county fairgrounds. We funded money for that. It'll be a four-season building, which can be utilized for all types of public events. And within the building, there will be awards and things like that. I have the privilege and the honor as chairman of the board to recognize a deceased veteran each month before each board of supervisors meeting, as recommended by a town supervisor. It rotates around the county, so 21 meetings, Town Monroe gets to have one. The stories that are told in our proclamation that we offer to the family, they're incredible. And how many of these veterans, when they return home from either World War II, the Korean War, Vietnam War, how active they were in the community. They didn't stop serving, the public. So now we'll be able to memorialize the events that take place at the Board of Supervisor meetings in a permanent location. Right now, each veteran that we recognize, there's a glass case where all the background proclamation on that particular deceased veteran is displayed for the whole month when they're recognized. And we usually have a flag that's flown over to U.S. Capitol that a member of Congress brings with us. It's now Congressman Tomko, and he presents it to the family. And then the family gives it back to us at the ceremony, and we fly it at the county for 30 days and then give it back to the family. So you know, it's quite an event, and we have great participation in that turnout. So along those lines, the county fair board of directors approves the plans for that structure. So, very good. Executive session, we've got a couple of items. The first one, we have to discuss a unnamed individual who was under contract with the town of Monroe, their work performance and history. We have to discuss a change to the CSCA contract to an MOA in relation to health insurance. And that's all. So I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. So we'll be in executive session for a little bit. I expect that we may take action when we come out of executive session. Okay, we're back in open session, and I would ask that the record reflect no action was taken in executive session, which takes us to other business. The only item I have on other business is we have to set up our budget workshops, and I'd like to see if the members are available. Jeffrey's looking for October 5th at 4 p.m. and October 11th at 4 p.m.
Works for me.
I got it.
Here, anyway. The 5th is Thursday, the 11th is Wednesday.
Yes. Figure we do it at 4, we can get a lot more groups in that period.
So 4 p.m. October 5th. That's a Thursday?
That's a Thursday.
So I'm actually not really available Thursday or on Thursday the 5th, I'm not available at 4 p.m.
What time are you going to be?
Probably 5, and then I'm going to coach. So I've got to go until 4:30.
Well, we can change the time, or we can brief down what we went over with the...
And then I can show up for the remainder of whatever is left. I mean, but if that is still a legal meeting, and I can be part of it that way, I'm
okay.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So, what's
everybody on? 5th, 11th, 4.
Okay.
I mean, I can go later if you want on the 5th, but if Kyle will write something.
I just need to make sure I don't have
the resolution for the budget workshop.
I'm just checking to make sure I don't have a game schedule at that point.
Sorry.
Okay. So October 11th, I actually will not be available at all until later as well, because I have a game that night. So I could come later. Again, not that I feel like at this point I'm missing the 4th, the 5th, and the 11th, and I'm not.
Well, we can do it later if you want. Later today.
So, let's see the game. I mean, I wouldn't be available probably at 6 o'clock on the 11th, so I don't know what you're...
But you want us to start at 4 or 5 on the...
Okay, on the 5th, you started at 5. That would work.
All right, does that work very good? Mm-hmm. So we'll do 5 p.m. on the 5th and 6 p.m. on the 11th.
That would work. Yeah.
That would work.
All right. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Mm-hmm. business. And other members of the board have a lot of business.
I just have one very quick thing that I wanted to address when Jeremy was here, but just so the board knows who donated to me. Just slipped my mind as I started to say this. And supervisor might remember, but I just want to let you guys know that an entire baseball field donated to us, all the posts, all the fence, everything from another municipality.
I think it's Half Moon.
Half Moon, that was redoing it. It appears to be relatively brand new. Working with Jeremy and the supervisor's office to come up with a good plan here if we want to look at a new field or adding this fence to a field that doesn't currently have one. Just a quick note, we do pick it up tomorrow. So if you see that laying around the field or your call, that's what that is. And I believe it is Half Moon, and I'm sorry, but it's not that snowy.
Anything else? If not, takes us to agenda item 10, which is privilege of the floor. And any member of the public wish to be heard, please state your name and address for the record. And you'll have 3 minutes to address the board, and please keep your comments germane to town of Monroe business. Yes, sir. Okay. If not, that's all I have. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much, everyone.
So I'm actually going to my flat and I'll make it. I'll be